It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Robin, all the listeners.
LeBron, we welcome you in this morning and want you to catch us up on Mayo Park. Tell us what all's going on and if you've got anything in the upcoming future that our listeners would be interested in hearing.
Yes, Rob. So first, we want to thank everybody, the kids, everybody that came out this past weekend, that enjoyed the free movie that we showed, enjoyed all the Halloween activities that we sponsored. Really appreciate that. Since to me, Rob, that everyone had a great time there. We're still open for fall camping. I had a lady and her son was riding out this past weekend, just riding around just looking at the leaves. So the leaves are starting to change. They are definitely falling every single day, seem like. And so come on out if you enjoy watching the leaves change or looking at the different leaf colors. Come on out and enjoy looking at that. As I stated earlier, we also are still open. We never shut down. After this weekend, we just physically won't be there on the weekends. So you still can camp. A lot of people call us a lot. When is your camping season over? When does it end? Or when do y'all close down? We never close down. Just know we're physically not there, to get your trash, to clean your bathrooms for you, or to service whatever your needs are. If you're thinking about camping, please come on out. To make your reservation before 5 o'clock on that Friday. So again, we are open. We never close down. Start making reservations. Likewise for the upcoming year, sit down with someone and get your calendar together and then get with us so we can go ahead and get you on the books for next year, because we're definitely taking reservations for next year and we are definitely already starting to fill up, Rob. So give us a call at 597-7806.
And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, you would be surprised how far some people book ahead of time. So if you know your vacation dates already for 2022, go ahead and contact LeBron or any of the other friendly folks at Mayo Park and make your reservations. And then what you can do is, if you see that it's not going to work out, you can call and cancel. LeBron, you all don't, charge any more or less fee. If someone makes reservations and then they have to cancel, you don't like charge them a percentage or anything, do you?
No, we do have a refund policy, but our refund policy, if you call us like 2 or 3 weeks in advance saying you can't come or something happens, we generally try to get your money back, whatever the case may be. If you try to, a lot of times people call us on the day of or the 2 days before, and what we'll usually do with them, Rob, is we'll just give them a credit on their account because we understand that stuff happens or a storm is coming up and they don't want to be out. So we usually understand where you're coming from. But just usually give us a call and we'll try to, accommodate you as best as possible. But just know with Mayo, we try not to let you never lose your money.
It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. We'll have our local news report coming up in a few minutes. LeBron, you mentioned something about Hurricane hockey tickets and a ceramic Thanksgiving turkey?
Yes, Rob. For the hockey fans that's out there, we do have some people that's not hockey fans. I believe it's in February. We do have some tickets to the local Hurricane tickets hockey that's going to be played in Raleigh. These tickets are $83, but, you may be saying to yourself, gosh, $83 a ticket. But trust me, these are huge savings on these tickets. You're saving a lot of money by purchasing them from us, and not only that, you have a front row seat. So give us a call at 597-1755 for more information or how to go about purchasing these tickets. We do need a certain amount of people to sign up for this to get this discount. So if this is something that interests you, or if you want to give it as a Christmas gift, I'm not a hockey I don't know nothing about hockey, Rob, and I'm not really a hockey fan, but I did been to a hockey game before. The atmosphere is just amazing in there to go to. So if you have someone that likes hockey, even if they don't like hockey, let them experience the atmosphere, and I guarantee you will have a good time. Again, we do have some tickets on sale for $83, but it is a huge saving. If I'm not mistaken, it's over $100 in savings just for that ticket. So give us a call. Again, it's not until February, but go ahead and get it now because we need a certain amount of people to sign up for it to get this huge discount. Give us a call, 597
Well, you know, LeBron, for that price, they've got to be some really good seats. So, ladies and gentlemen, take advantage of this deal and call 336-597-1755 and inquire about the Carolina Hurricane hockey tickets for the game that will be in February. And if you have a hockey fan or a hockey lover or someone that is a big Carolina Hurricanes fan on your Christmas list, this would make a wonderful Christmas gift that they would thoroughly enjoy. 336-597-1755. That will put you in touch with the Parks and Rec office, or you can stop by the office in person. They're located at the Hucks Sansbury Complex. Again, 336-597-1755. LeBron, what about this ceramic turkey?
Yes, Rob, you know, it's Thanksgiving coming up, and it seems like, Rob, this year's just flying on by. So, as Rob said, we will be able to paint a ceramic Thanksgiving turkey tile through the Parks and Rec. It's for ages 13 to 17. We're only limited to, up to 6 people, so please go ahead and get signed up for this. It is November the 13th, which is coming up in about 3 Saturdays. Again, November the 13th, we will be being able to paint a ceramic Thanksgiving turkey tile. Just let your imagination go wild. You know, do whatever you want to do or get some ideas, whatever you're thinking about painting, and bring it on and come and join us. Again, just give us a call at 597-1755 for more information or to get signed up for it. The event is November 13th from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So in case you was wondering at the time or date, you know, it's not until midday on the 13th, which is a Saturday. More than anything, Rob, we can only have 6 people, so it's going to be a first-come, first-served basis for this.
So, again, take advantage. You can call 336-597-1755. That's the number to the main Parks and Rec office. If you need to call Mayo Park, 336-597-7806. Or if you want to call the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex, the Kirby Gallery, 336-597-1709. And the gallery is open Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 4, Saturdays, 10 till 4. Again, Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 5, Saturdays, 10 till 4. LeBron Street is here with us. LeBron, if you would, I got a few questions for you. Mm-hmm. We talked about Mayo Park, our first break this morning of playing in person. Folks been coming down fishing the much of last week or so?
They definitely have, yes, Rob. They have been out there fishing this past weekend. I do know last weekend, you know, we had our bass tournament. The bass was on fire last weekend, and the crappie, they're starting to come on up a little bit, Rob, but it's fishing. You know, they can fish, catch many fish today and go out there tomorrow. It's like your first day fishing, but that's definitely so. Yes, people are starting to still come on out fishing.
Well, now, LeBron, if folks want to come out to Mayo Park and walk the nature trail, play the disc golf course, use the horseshoe pits, that's no charge at all for that, correct?
There's no charge at all, Rob. We do welcome you. As we always say, it's free 99 to come on out and use our disc golf course to come on out and walk the trails. We don't never charge for nothing unless you're renting something from us. It's the only time we charged in, Rob. So, yes, come on out anytime and stay. Excuse me. Come by the office. We can get you a map or whatever the case may be to point you in the right direction.
Mayo Park is open January 1st to December 31st. Mm-hmm. Now, LeBron, this will be the last weekend that you all are officially there on the weekends, although y'all will be open on the weekends. If someone is wanting to camp or rent a cabin, they just need to be there before closing time on Friday, and you all give them a key to the gate, excuse me, to where they can let theirself in and out, correct?
That is correct, Rob. So that's the main thing. As long as the gate is shut, Rob, no other outside traffic can get in or get out. So, but again, we don't never shut down. A lot of campgrounds, I think, are starting to shut down or do shut down for the winter months. As long as everything is running properly, as long as we got electricity and water, Rob, we will be there open. So come on out, make your reservations. A lot of people like doing fall camping. So come on out and enjoy it. And likewise, start making your reservations for next year.
And again, this will be the last weekend that they will be there. They will start operating with limited services on the weekend, meaning if one of the bathroom toilets clog up or whatever, they will not be able to fix it on the weekend. It will have to wait until the first part of the week. But again, if you still want to camp down there, 336-597-7806. Whether you want to do some fall or winter camping, or if you're thinking about setting some camp dates for 2022, it's not too early to do that because they do book up really fast. Also, want to remind you about within a 10 to 15 minute drive with anywhere from Roxburgh and Person County, you can be at one of the many parks that's maintained by the Parks and Rec Department. There you will find a walking track and playground equipment. So if you want to get out and walk early in the morning, midday, late afternoon, it's at your discretion. If you want to play tennis, they have tennis courts at Huck Sandsbury and Person High School. LeBron, it's a lot offered through the Parks and Rec Department, correct?
That is correct, Rob. We're very broad.
LeBron, appreciate what you do and all the other folks do with the Parks and Rec Department to keep us going and something to do. Hope you have a good day.
You and all the listeners do the same.
Roxborough Radio is rated number one with Person County listeners. WKRX, my hometown station.